Amos chapter 14, Mishnah 5. So it says, Shnei Achim Pikhim. So you've got two brothers who are normal, sound senses. Nesuyim Lishtai Achayos. And they married to two sisters. Achas Chareshes V'Achas Pikachas. One of the sisters is a deaf mute, and one is normal. Right? So, I mean, these are, as you, you know, similar cases.
Of each other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In fact, they're like almost the mirror images of the cases we did. So Mais Pikeach Bal HaChareshes. So if the one husband, one brother dies, so in this case, the both brothers are normal. One of the women's normal, and one of the women's a deaf mute. So if the brother dies, who is the husband of the deaf mute? So the deaf mute is now falls for Yibum to the other brother. Maya said Pikach Bala Pikacha. So what does he do? So Taitsa Mishum Achos Isha. So obviously he can't marry her because then he would be married to two sisters. Okay, that's a straightforward case. But Mais Pikach Bala Pikacha. But if the normal husband dies, so what's left over is the husband of the normal wife dies. Yeah, so you've got left over one normal guy married to the deaf mute, and you've got left over the one sister who's normal. So you got it. Maya sepikach balachareshes. So what do we do in this case over here? Moitzi es ishto beget. This was the case where he has to send out his wife with a get. Why? Because the brother who's married to the deaf mute, he's only married to her rabbinically, and now he's got a Torah connection to this yavama. And because the Torah connection to the Yavama prevents him from staying married to his wife, and he can't stay married to her, so he's got to give her a get. The es eshes achiv bechalitza, and then he does chalitza with the woman who fell to him for Yavama. He does chalitza with her.
And then he can't marry the other.